Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Joe, God bless you. That was a powerful ministration. Stand to your feet and let us start a reading of God's word this morning. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we came because of Christ. We are here. The reason why we woke up in the morning and commuted from or traveled from wherever to this place is because of the Christ. We want to see Jesus, not the church, not the preacher, not the ceremonies. It is because of the Christ. We are not here for gimmicks, not for acting, not for pretense, not for play. It is not because we want to fraternize. It is to meet the Christ in our fellowship. The Christ has revealed. So they came and say, "Sir, we want to see, we want to meet, we want the Christ to be revealed to us." Having read you that, allow me for this very same scripture, let me read it in our language, in just for the sake of understanding. Hela fubi wo hono mwa. Woba afashena sinimisu woba besore. Won woba Philippwa. Ufri besaida woka lalia na inchen wobe kachida nese uvura. Ye pese ye hunu yesu. Woba Philippwa ufri besaida woka lalia na inchen be kachida nese uvura. Ye pese ye hunu yesu. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th. 35th and 36th verses, the Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore," the Bible said, "pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." We in Swami King can ye look at Sempa, it said you know Bako, Imua, a year, a duasa, a nine, a duasan, num, any, a duasa, in Sia, a Tivia, and a Sakobo, or Simuamu ye, Napuchan, and Sambura, and Quemu Dagina, one year, Manehau, and Shamokras, or Debbie Bametumpo, Frimusifi, or see a Beba one year, tears are seen any soon in Timonia, a monster, Debia, Namonia, who ordained the Granier free near me, Bebe Nemo, Namakujina, Unipaban, and Timonia, a monster. Bia munya mo di munya ho dene e de adwane afri niema ebebe na mu na makọ akwakwujina onipa bano enem. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning and grant us intuition and revelation into the scriptures, that by the time we leave this place, we are going to go in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I hear a good amen? I have started a series. Today is the seventh edition, or the episode 7. And I'm going to use the opportunity to honor God for his favor and faithfulness. And I call it the Error of Balaam. I'm going to put the theme on the screen, and I am going to ask you to follow me keenly even as we work on this. The first day I started this, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to you about that there are three streams of Balaam that is in the Bible. The first one is the doctrine of Balaam. The Bible outlines in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 13. I'm doing this for the sake of those who have just joined us for today. Revelation, the second chapter, the 13th verse. verse. The Bible said, I know thy works, that thou dwellest even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied the faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr. And the Bible said, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth? So first he mentioned where Satan's seat is, and now he is mentioning where Satan dwelleth. But I have few things against you, because thou hast there with you them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things or food sacrificed unto idols, and commit fornication. And then I developed further and said that there is what the Bible calls the way of Balaam. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. 2 Peter, the second chapter, the 15th verse, the Bible said, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And so in the next development, whilst I develop further, I talked about the error of Balaam, which have become the substratum of my series, which I have developed into this particular Sunday. I talked about the error of Balaam and derived the scripture from Jude, which is only one chapter, chapter 1 and verse number 11. The Bible said, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedy after the arrow of Balaam. So I have been in this particular place. The Bible said, for the arrow of Balaam is for a reward. If you want to look at that word reward there, it may bring you the word bribe and corruption. When you see the word bribery in there, you are going to also look at the word decadence, decay, and look at possibly corrupt, something that is decomposed, decomposition. So put the scripture back as we derive there. The Bible said, for they have run greedily after the arrow of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. For for it to be broken down just a little bit, for you to be able to understand exactly what the scripture was talking about, I will read it in New King James Version, NIV Version, and also NLT Version. And then he said, they have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. He brings the name of another person that rebelled in the days of Moses and Aaron. The Bible said, in the day that Korah rebelled, he rebelled with Abiram and their cohorts, the group of rebellious people that rebelled in that particular day. The Bible said that the day God's anger was kindled against that nation, to the point that the Lord caused the earth to split into two, and Korah, Abiram, and Dathan and the rest of them ran into that particular pit while the earth opened its mouth. And the Bible said 32,000 of them were swallowed by the earth that day. I keep telling people, do not only look at God as a loving God and a principled God. Do not only look at God as a father and in his kindness and compassionate mercy. Do not only look at God when you are looking at him in his loving kindness and tender mercies. Do not only look at God as God that forgives sins, you know, and does not even remember that which you have done, because that is only one side of God. God is also a judge who recompense or who reward the iniquity of the fathers unto the sons, to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate and love him. Let us look at also the God who is going to judge every human being that is upon the face of the earth. Look at it also from that perspective. And so he is bringing, you know, that they ran greedily. Put the scripture back. Let us work greedily. The Bible said, in the era called Balaam for prophet and perished in the rebellion of Korah. In the NLT, the Bible said in this particular same scripture, they deceive people for money like Korah, they perish in their rebellion. I'm breaking it down just a little bit. Like Balaam, they deceive people, you know, for money. And the Bible said, interestingly, and here he is not only talking about people that walk with God, puppeteers and people of God, men and women of God, prophets, apostles, and people like miracle workers that work with the Lord. And he is not only talking about how they have not been able to align with the will of God and with the grace of God and the might of God and the move of God and the strength of God. He is not only talking about that. He's also talking about governments who run for and deceive people for money, for gain. He is also talking about leaders of institutions and companies, and talking about even leaders like husbands who have been able to deceive so many wives. He is talking about young men who want sugar monies, young women that want sugar daddies. He's also talking to them. He's bringing a discourse in there. NIV, same scripture. Interestingly, the scripture must be there for, you know, until we are done. Picture will not be necessary right now. The Bible said they have rushed for profit into Balaam's arrow. They have destroyed in Korah's. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. They have rushed for profit in Balaam's arrow. The last version will be the GNT, and I'll allow you to take a seat and we can build from here. In some word, they said, for the sake of money, they have given themselves over to the error that Balaam committed. What was the error that Balaam committed? We have been outlining and breaking it down just little bits for people to be able to come to the realization and understanding of the kind of error that was committed. And may I remind you that this Balaam we are talking about was a man that heareth from God, a prophet of his time. Many theologians have argued that he was a soothsayer. Why will God bother himself with soothsayers? Why will God bother himself with astrologers, necromancers, and magicians? Why will God even bother himself with fetish people? This was a man of God. They went to look for somebody who can override the spiritual principle and law. You know, if I come to this place and I want to curse you, I need a power that is higher than your power, or a rank that is higher than your rank, to be able to override you and overpower you. In other words, if the nation that was, you know, Israel, they carried Jehovah as their ultimate source and power. And in other words, ladies and gentlemen, they knew that there was no power except for the power of God. You know, there was no might except for that. The Bible said in that particular time, the nations of the world had Baal and Ashtoreth and all that kind, like Dagon, and all manner of idols and rivers and deities like Zeus that were around. Why did they not consult all those spirits to curse the children of Israel? Because Satan, when he fights Satan, his kingdom is divided against itself and shall not stand. Therefore, they needed a power different from that which they had to be able to speak against them. And therefore, they went for a man of God that carried the unction, oil, fire, and grace. Where he speaks, it can override every other power of the enemy. This man, the Bible said, for the sake of money, have been given, they've given themselves over to the error that Balaam committed. They have rebelled as Korah rebelled, and like him, they are destroyed. You may be seated in the presence of God. Can we clear the altar? Thank you very much. I would love everybody to be seated. Thank you very much. We stand here to preach all the time, and I keep telling the people that we do not only preach, we do not preach all the time with excitement and joy. We do not preach all the time with strength and conviction. Most of the times we preach with mixed feelings and emotions, and sometimes many preachers are even sick physically, and yet they still go to the altar because necessity have been laid upon them. Woe unto them if they preach not the gospel. Today, I'm going to use the opportunity in my introduction or preambolic prologue or submission. I will use the opportunity to pay tribute to a few people who have passed on. This particular year is one of the years where too many good people have passed over. And this should be of an essential concern to everybody that is seated here and listening, and everybody that is watching me and listening to me. May I remind you that this is a W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. You are live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, Obatampa Radio, 92.5. We are live on Amanzan and Gion Television, live on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and also Telegram. I welcome everybody to this morning's service. You know, whilst we are building up on the stroke of this, learning from the discourse of God's word, I'm reminding you that every human being is just like a driver's license and a passport, or like a Ghana card that have a date of issuance and a date of expiration. A day will come that you will not exist anymore. Every man born of a woman lives in a particular time and dies in a particular time. Nobody is indispensable, but some people are irreplaceable. I just outline about 10 people who are not replaceable. They are very unique in their life that they lived. I cannot talk about what will happen after they go from here, from time into eternity. I cannot talk about the things that will emerge in eternity. I can only respond to things that are going to happen in time. Their lives that they lived was worth emulating, and their lives was absolutely irreplaceable. There are some people that you can't replace them. Once they are gone, they are gone. They are gone. In June, something happened in June in Konongo. It was a preacher by the name Augustine. His wife, you know, interestingly, is also Augustina. This young man, the church that he pastors is not too far away from this place, Dakuma. They pastored a very nice church. He was 43 years old. His wife, who had just been called to the bar as a lawyer, was only 42 years old. They had finished a service, and they were traveling to Kumasi for a family errand. Then, when they emerged at Konongo, they had a terrible, torrential, excruciating accident, and they died together. 43 and 42 died on the spot before the people arrived. Augustine Chum and barrister Augustina Yachum was gone. I pay tribute to them. And I pray that God will comfort their family and comfort their church, because you have no idea churches who have lost their senior pastors. You have no idea. Those people are going through a very crazy time. Going through a very crazy. This year, I want to pay tribute to Reverend Prince Nyako, an amazing man of God. You know, this was a man who sang that song, "Hina ni wadam fupa." Yes, ni wadam fupa. You know, and sang with Celestine Donko many times. Amazing man. You know, this man gathered people many times at Achimota Forest and in places, in retreat centers, and prayed. He was a revivalist. A man of God, somebody that carries sovereignty, power, and grace. This year, you know, at a very tender age, just around the 50s, he was gone. I'm paying tribute, number three, to Reverend Ferdinand Martinson Labi, one of Ghana's finest, an amazing stroke of God's grace. The power power of God was on this young man. This young man, when Adum FM started their Adum Life Worship, it was in the days of President Atta Mills. One day, they invited this young man to their studio. An MP was listening at Tema in his office. Whilst the MP heard the voice of this young man, nobody was in his office. The MP started crying as if somebody had beaten him, laid on the floor and cried like a baby, and nobody could stop the MP. Even when this young man had finished worshiping on the radio and they had tuned on to another program, yet that glory that came on the MP could not leave. Matthew Labi was a great man, a worshiper by all standards. He played the guitar, played the piano, played the organ. He played. His voice was unique, amazing voice. Just a great gift that God gave us. Married to a beautiful young lady in Germany, a Ghanaian born lady, you know. So Martinson went and lived in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, this young man was buried last month. Went home to be with the Lord. Just around 50. Reverend Ferdinand Martinson Labi. Number four, this morning I paid tribute to my own brother. He was unique. He was unique. But how can he die at 53? When I have an old man in my hometown who is 125. Kwabran Ganza Debra was unique. One person that came to me every Sunday after service, walked from there, came. That was a very powerful word. I can't see it, but you know. His wife is a widow. His children are fatherless. I pay tribute to Ni Ukanja Dinse, Stephen. He was a deacon of this church. Amazing soul. Age 48 years old. Went home to be with the Lord. I'm talking to the wise only. Fools are not part of this presentation this morning. To the wise only. I'm talking to only the wise. This is the kind of preaching when you go like this. This is not the preaching to be throwing money on the altar. This is a therapeutic, reflective message prophetically that comes to people that are ready. So I'm up, so I'm about bra. Now I'm up heaven. No, I'm up in ebi. I'm up. No, I'm up. Then, interestingly, this morning I pay tribute to Pastor Charles, a young man that was buried yesterday. Pastor Charles Dakunimako is with the ICGC fraternity in Koforidua. He is with the Faith Sanctuary of the International Central Gospel Church. Such a fresh young man. Such, I pay tribute to you, Pastor Charles. I pay tribute to you. You have served your generation well. Pastor Charles, look at him. There is no gray hair. Not in his beard. Not in his hair. No gray hair! Somebody better hear what I'm talking about. He was buried yesterday. What is today's date? 26th was the burial day of Pastor Charles. So today, his family and church members are gathering at Faith Sanctuary, ICGC Koforidua, to go and thank the Lord that they buried this young man yesterday. Hey! God have mercy. God have mercy. Weeks ago, like this, early morning, Sunday, Uncle Ato is a very good friend of my family. Myself and my daddy, we love the young man. He loves us, interestingly. Uncle Ato's wife, Mrs. Amma Amen, Bruce Gatte, he told me at dawn to tell me, Papa, your number one fan. This woman will watch every program I do. Any message I preach. Anywhere I go to have a crusade, this woman knows. She shares my program. She is one of my, I would say my number one follower. Died! 40-something. 40-something. Last week, Saturday, we had a remembrance service at Committee 5 Tema for her. She is in the mortuary right now. We are waiting to intern her. I pay tribute to you, Mrs. Bruce Gatte. I'm glad to may the Lord comfort you. I can only imagine what it means to lose a wife. I have told my wife many times, you were created for me. I don't know what can happen without you. So can you imagine what Uncle Ato is going through right now if he is so used to his wife like I'm standing here? I cannot make a full statement without Dede. Before the full statement ends, my Dede is part of the statement. Can you imagine what is happening in the heart of Uncle Ato right now? Not a joke, my darling. Allow me to pay tribute to my officer, Mrs. Eunice Annabel Annan. Yesterday, I attended a memorial service at the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Abeka, the Royal Priesthood Congregation. This was my boys' brigade officer, Accra, 41st Accra Company. I'm a brigade boy, I'm a scout boy, I'm a cadet boy. Growing up, I joined all these things, including Good News Club and all that. This officer was a wife of the pastor of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Odoko, right now. That young man was also my friend in YPG and Blue Cross whilst I was growing up in the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. As we start in that particular service, this young woman, this young lady, at the age of almost about 40, 43 years or something, 47, 47. 7 years old, I sat in there and I'm asking myself questions as we pay tribute to her. As we pay tribute to her, my heart is beating for a pastor that is going to be pastoring a church like the Presbyterian Church of Ghana without a wife. When they want to even post you somewhere, one of the credential requirements is a wife. One young man that have come into this house many times. His name is Mauli, Minister Mauli. And this is the surname, Jidula. Mauli will be standing here. His wife will be here. And the backers are here. Finish praise and worship. Finish praise and worship. Last Sunday, in church, at East Legon, after praise and worship, everybody have danced and all that. And he sat down and said, my chest. They took him to the back room, tried to stabilize him. Was not stable. I rushed to La Paz Community Hospital. The guy drove to church himself. He drove to church himself. Upon arrival at La Paz Community Hospital, they referred him immediately to 37 Military Hospital. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Like that? I mean, like that? Just like that! Mauli! I pay tribute to you. Mauli! What is your beautiful Harrietta going to do with the children? Somebody will say that statement is a faithless statement. I will say your statement rather is an emotionless statement. You have no conscience. A young man like this, gone! Just gone. Just gone. And then last Friday we were blown up. Minister Sammy Okoso, the Nigerian celebrated gospel musician. I told her that there is no African gospel musician that have been able to carry the image of Africa on the international stage like this man. Not even the South Africans. There is no name that I can say. This guy has been in gospel music for 30 years. Gathering of champions. There is no gathering of champions. This guy is not singing there. International stage. He carries Jesus on that particular international stage. He collapsed in a hospital on Friday. They tried from what they have learned from school to resuscitate him, but it did not happen. Sammy is gone. This is one of the shock that have plagued the church. I do not want to bring in other people who have passed on in certain ages that we feel that is fine and okay. You know, I wouldn't want to mention any of the. I just chose 10 people who are in the fraternity of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. People that we can relate to. People that we can, you know, connect with. Those are the people that I chose. I want to tell all these names, you served well. But now it is, the rest is up to God. We can say nice things. The Lord will take it from here. As he's sitting here, he has given you your will and your wishes. You can do what you want to do. But when it gets to this point, he will take over and be making the decision. So Jesus made an interesting statement. And I've thought about the statement interestingly. Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 20 and 21. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. Jesus makes an interesting statement. He said, foxes have holes and birds of the earth have nests. But the Son of Man have not where to lay his hurt. In the 21st verse, the Bible said, and somebody of his disciples said unto Jesus, suffer me first to go bury my father. Look at his answer in verse 22. But Jesus said, follow me. And let the dead bury their dead. He is portraying something very interesting. Go back to verse number 21 and let me, verse 20 rather, and let me pick up something in God's word. And in that particular course of the scriptures, the Bible said, interestingly, look at this, interestingly how he puts it. He said, sacra my word, to put it in my language. Interestingly how he puts it. Yeah. And you see, one says, sacra my wabon, ni vimu no ma e wo pribu, nanso, uni papa no de, uni fa kwa wadini tit. But why will Jesus make such a statement when in John chapter 1 verse 38 somebody came to Jesus and asked him, the Bible said, and Jesus turned and saw them following him, and he asked, what are you looking for, or who are you looking for? And they said, Rabbi, which is to say master, where do you live? Somebody is asking them, where do you live, where dwellest thou? Listen to Jesus's answer in the 39. He said, come and see. And they came and saw where. Turn this into a different version. Interestingly, look at this. He said, come and see, he answered. And was then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they went to and went with him and saw where he lived. They saw where he lived and spent the rest of the day there. Go to verse 43. Interestingly, verse number 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Put it in King James Version. In this version, the Bible said that the day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and find Philip and say it unto him, follow me. In other words, the one day which this whole occurrence happened, Jesus said, come and see. That is day one. They stayed there in that particular place for one day. That is day two. And then the next day, Jesus is going to Galilee. That is day three. Two people came to Jesus and he lived with them in his house for 3 days. So what was he talking about? Foxes have holes. Birds have nursed. But the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. Sakra my word a two and a abong. Riamonoma. Ewo aprebu. When you papa ni fakwa dini titro. At the end and peswoka. What is he talking about? He is trying to tell you that the man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possess. He is trying to tell you that all things are vanity, and vanity they are. He is trying to tell you that everybody sitting in this place, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 10. Allow me to read verse 1 and then I'll push it to verse number 10. Isaiah 40, he said, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Go to verse number 10. In the 10th verse, the Bible said, you know, behold, the Lord says, I will come with a strong hand and an arm shall rule for you. Behold, his reward is with him. Everybody, as I'm speaking to you right now, it was on Friday. When you look at this particular scripture, his reward is with him and his work is before him. This scripture is no different from, you know, Revelation chapter 22 verse 12. It's no different from that. Revelation 22, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give unto every man according to as his work shall be. Yeah, reward. All these names that I revealed to you, interestingly, not everybody was 70 years old. Not everybody was 80 years old. As a matter of fact, none of them were 70. I'm talking to the believers, born again people. Listen to me. Not everybody will be 70. Somebody will be saying, why should the pastor say that? Rather, you should say, I declare long life over you and you will live long. Oh, yeah, we will declare all that to you. But your days have already been determined. Job chapter 14 and verse 5. It is clear, it is determined. What the number of years that you will spend on earth have already been determined. The scripture, please. The number of days have already been determined. It is already determined. And I like the part that says that he has appointed your bounds and you will not pass. In my language, he put this interestingly. He said, serious! Me, I cannot be a party boy. I cannot be running around enjoying feasts. Hey, what do you have to say? And all that. Life is too serious to be wasted. I will repeat what I just said. Life is too serious to be wasted. This is not the time for insanity. This is not the time to be wasting around. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not that time. I'm talking to the wise only. And when I am speaking like this, I'm speaking to the cause and the finesse of your salvation, redemption, and reaching, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there are many people in church, and they are already saying, you know, we are born again. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father that is in heaven. If this is the case, many one come a friend con conserve with him, a draman phony a trum for, and quasia phony a jimmy for, and come a free woman. See, if I were you, I will not be in the circles of madness like Ubiti Mikrani Yere, as I may call Axim Abba. Now, what done in Pinna Fee, Woody Hey, when you will be a wood baby, and your wife does not know, you can be playing around like this when people are dying, like they are changing shoes. I realize that this generation is not a serious generation. There are people sitting here in Kwasi Ampana Chien Womoche. I'm not talking to the people outside. I'm talking to the people in this church. Kwasi Ampana Chien. Betina Prichi Weimu. Ebobrafi. I came this morning to warn you. He sent me to warn you. It's a warning. Be preaching, I'm preaching. When you theological theological find the cause and create a message that can make them feel good. No. When you me as mama say me mebo koko. Ye disusu die susu. Ye disusu die susu. Se me ne wa me nyansani. Please you move brown ma obet you try to action. I told you the mind of God. This is what Anka Yenya will be now with Gina Jubilee House, now a Council of State, and can be able to tell my president and the team in power will be a what they look ready to nechi onche. Meka oncha, it doesn't mean that onche was as is, onche would debre, onche wo adom, onche wo impeja yenu wanya media man, onche. I'm talking to the wise. I'm giving warning. I'm warning somebody. Jesus is making a very strong submission. And I'm standing here and I'm asking myself, why now? Sami Ukoso have met the judgment seat. Mauli, at his age, have gone through an experience, the experience of leaving this body into eternity. By now, as I'm speaking to you, Uncle Atos' wife have experienced something we have not experienced. By now, Uncle Atos' wife can tell us that heaven is real and hell is also real. By now, Uncle Atos' wife will tell you that judgment is real, death is real. And resurrection of the dead is also real. Jesus is more real than your clothes. And he is the judge of your soul. Yeah. By now, all this has been determined. Their body will decompose, but their soul will be judged. And then will be rewarded. Last Friday, the Ghana Police Service had their 51st cadet officers graduation at the police depot. It was a very, very lovely time. It was beautiful to have all these amazing people. Last Friday. Interestingly, all these officers have been on the cadet course for some time. In other words, they are going to be people who have been able to pass out from their training. And in the training, it's not a joke there. I mean, I hear them every morning going on this jogging and all stuff like that. It's not a joke. It's a very serious time, you know, when I see them. One of our very fine daughters of this house was adjudged the Commandant Special Award. And I'm talking to you about Cadet Officer Ekwia Ejewa from the Ghana Police Service. This is a daughter of this house. He was adjudged the overall best for conduct behavior. They call it the Commandant Special Award. You go to Alabaster and you don't win this award. Something must be wrong. You go to Alabaster and you don't win the conduct character. You meet this police officer, you will meet a Christian. I know about it. Christian! Oye Christ. Upon sudden creation, concerning sense, and wound on my way, uncle. Find a bit to me, I cast my me way and I done for. Oh, sorry. We need time for that. Poyan, we're going to baby. She's been called as an officer. When we said the idea of ordination, said, same thing. One day when I meet Jesus, there are going to be things that he's going to ask me. Yeah. So me, I don't just want songs. I had a sake. And you know, it says about whom? Yariko, mampa baby. Yariko, mampa baby. Yariko, mampa baby. Now Yariko. Oh, Yariko. I don't wait till you die and I sing it. You will not hear it. Yariko, mampa baby. Yariko, mampa baby. That's why. Oh. Oh. These are the songs. I tell Pastor Steve, no, don't. I'm not here looking for a song to dance. After all, the song that we sing in church, we are not singing to ourselves. We sing it to the Lord. So come on, sir. Tell me that Christ is coming again. He's coming back again. Yes, he's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. Praise his name and lift him up. Praise God. He's coming back again. Upe visa. Eden pa ibota wechi. Ujidi anymore. Hapapa. This is not why we are here. We came to pray. We came to strive to enter into the narrow gate. I'm talking to you. All these people, they knew they would join us at 31st night at Fadama Park. All the names that I mentioned, they knew that it will be 31st and we will cross over to the next year. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Honorable Kwesi Boakye thought that we will see 2023 together, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Honorable Samuel Onyema Donko also thought the same thing, but it didn't happen. They are in a mortuary right now, waiting for their burial. The wise must sit down and consider this. In other words, Jesus is making a statement that I feel that we need to go home with, and don't make that error. And that statement is in John chapter 9, verse number 4. I read that one and I bring my message to a close. John chapter 9, verse number 4. The Bible said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh where no man can work. Put this in a different version. Let me read it. And he says, very interesting. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who have sent me. And he said, night is coming where no one can work. The other version, he said, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming and no one can work. In another version, amplified specifically, okay, I need to be energetically at the work of, for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the work day is over. And then in the other version, he said, we must work the works of him who sent me, you know. And interestingly, he said, while it is day, night is coming. But do you notice, interestingly, that he didn't say I. He's referring to we. But when he steps down, he goes on and he says, night is coming. But before he will say that, he said, we must work the works of him that sent me, not us. We. The revelation is always in the oxymoron. Everybody sitting here, there is a work on your head. The day I appear, the Lord will ask me, I send you to go and preach and warn people and align them to my will and my word and snatch them out of hell. What is it that you did with that? I'm talking to all my colleagues. I saw for you, Dina, me, Juma, Adanity, say business, yeah. And we feel that the work of God is some kind of, you know, some merchandise and amassing wealth from God's people. You better hear what I'm talking about. Before he comes, he will strip you. He will strip you as if you were never called. You have gone in the way of Balaam and in the error of Balaam, who for money pursued ministry. I sit down and I'm looking, interestingly, how, you know, money now runs everything. See, it is not a top trending matter. But yeah, you know, you can pursue your money, but when money is overriding your salvation, money is overriding your relationship with God. Many people are in the house right now, but I know people who walk to the mosque. People who walk to the mosque, they don't board any car. And I'm not talking about, I lived in England and I saw people who were trekking on the foot from Enfield all the way to Wood Green. Sometimes Seven Sisters. Sometimes they go all the way to go to the mosque on Friday. How serious are you? I want to know. I came to this church this morning at 6:10 and there were people already here. Service starts at 6:30. I want to ask, how serious are you? How American embassy asked you to come and collect a visa and they gave you 1 o'clock. When will you be there? How serious are you with God? There are people here who are not this serious. Seriously. Political party in the Kasi Yako campaign right now. Ye Chichiska, you will not be here. People will jump over. Even when they are not giving money, people won't come. They rather be with party. When things are with at this adult college on fancy man girls and all that, our salvation is one of the things that people think less about. And yet, our days are depleting like that. I tell you, one day you would sleep and you will not wake up. That day will be the beginning of your judgment. There are two things in the scriptures, the great white throne and the judgment seat of Christ. On Tuesday, I will take it to Tuesday Bible study and I'm going to explain the difference between the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne. The Bible said we are gravitating towards the new world order, the mark of the beast. We are now going into the, you know, the age where after the rapture is taking place, we are going to have the false prophet, the beast, and we are going to have the mark of the beast. Of course, there are going to be 144,000 people who will be saved, and the Bible have already outlined the tribes by which they will come from. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first pass. I am talking to a church and a generation. Run for your life in Christ Jesus. Run for your life. We are not playing church. We are not here because it's Sunday. We are working on our salvation. There are people who sat in this church. My brother Kwabena Debra used to sit here. Dinsey, interestingly, also you, Kwabena Debra's seat. This is his seat. Dinsey's seat. Today, it is empty. It is empty. Empty seat. We are busily hating each other, envying each other, gossiping about each other, talking nonsense against each other. The Bible said it in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 8 and 9. He said they will resent each other and they will hate each other. Look at verse number 9. Interestingly, he said, for they shall deliver you to be afflicted and they will kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Look at the 10th verse. Interestingly, and said, then shall many be offended. They will betray one another and hate one another. Hatred! Church A hates church B. That is the kind of hatred that is going on right now. Hatred. The love of many have waxed cold. Okay, hallelujah. We don't want to hear. The bones is healing. We want to know about that one. Look at the number of people that have traveled from all over the world to watch the World Cup in Qatar. How many people would travel even from here to Kumasi to go and listen to the gospel? There are people who are crying, say, Ghana, and yet they have gotten $3,000 for ticket, accommodation, and hotel and have traveled to Qatar from Ghana to go and watch World Cup. I want to, how serious are you? How serious are you? This is why we went out. This is why you will see me out. This is why you will see the gospel go out. We were at Pukwasi last Friday. You know, everything was trying to stop that crusade. I said, no, we will go. At all costs, we will go. I was stuck in the traffic for almost 3 hours. I said, we will still do it. Yeah, it's so deep in the night. These people were not expecting me. We didn't announce we were going to have a crusade. Except Yahoma crusade. We don't announce our crusade. We just come randomly. These people were people that were after work, they were just going home.
They just wanted to just go home after. And yet we met them with the gospel, and they will listen, and God would touch hearts for them to come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We wanted them to stand and hear that Jesus is coming again. He loves you, and he will gather the nations like sheep and goat on his right and left hand. He will judge them according to their works. We wanted them to know that this is not a time to be playing. Blessed are those who know his joyful sound and are going to gather people. This is not a time for church entertainment. This is not it. I can tell you that. Today, we put up buses. We are going to bus them from this point to our church at Sapima. People can sit in church. You don't come to church 3 months. Will you expect us to pick up the phone and call you? I don't know, man. Sorry. You're serious. You have been in Christ for 10 years, 15, 20 years, and you want us to pick up the phone and follow you? You have backslidden, and you are on your way to hell. I'm talking to you already. People so petty. They didn't come to visit me. When my mother was sick, they didn't come to visit me. And when they visited me, they didn't give me anything. And so I have stopped church. Womo bro. I am not here to be feeding the goats. I am here to deal with the sheep. Follow me. And they are following. Not the goats. We are not here entertaining the goats. We are here leading the sheep into eternal life. That all things will work together. Sitting here, and omni adie ni will be a kimpna chatting some fools and fee was a wrong cow ever chireme and preachers. Even a soft foot me run a honey trying to bear man what they are come out ba. A dear Jimmy. What kind is this? What do you mean? Jimmy Deni. Now, I'm sorry, my baby Jimmy, and now I saw for you, Jimmy. And Kaya, sorry, man. Yeah, Jimmy, no. Now, I saw for me, the Yamia, some way, yeah, Barney Pomano. No more, the Tinitini, yeah. And so, and he suffered you with Jimmy and ye. What Jimmy and ye? What Jimmy? I bring my message to a close. I want to talk to you. This is your day. But the day is running too fast. This is one of the reasons we don't invite too many gospel musicians. Ghana gospel musicians, 80% women tear. Brav kan kain brefin. Kwasiya brah. But we have shifted our focus and our attention from Jesus Christ onto ourselves. And it's all about ourselves. Now we want to turn like we are celebrities when we are only servants of the Most High God. You are not a celebrity. You are pointing everybody to Jesus Christ, not to yourself. Everything is about Jesus. We come to talk about him and his resurrection power and his healing power. When I stand here, I must preach Christ, the King, Christ, the Deliverer, Christ, the Healer, Christ, the Savior of the world, Christ. I must preach Jesus. The people that sit here, they must hear of Christ, who gives wisdom to get well, who gives innovation and ideas to do business. Oh yeah, Christ, who grants grace to rule. Ghana, we name Christ and Kenyan you. We name Christ and say, we name one penny for now. Muda for much we are saying. Munim yame. And so when you talk about we even want to build a church for God, you are far away from God. Going far away from God. Now I sorry kuta o chance in IMF. Bronin wa wo kogye ne nsem besia no. Ono 4 by 4 ye ayetwi onibi. Ontwibi. Bronin wa wo kogye ne nsem ade no, wo mudodo no a omde train na kwa adwuma, omde bicycle en na kwa adwuma. Etu kogye na ne nche wo stand, you know, Land Cruiser 100 line na bo de kwa ko, ko wherever you are going. Bronin hwemudin a wotimu se mani na ho. And this is why nobody wants to give you anything. I need now. And my war from Honorable Ba, not Land Cruiser 20, didn't she? Honorable Ba, oh, quite sorry. This is the truth that we need to tell this nation. You will always think about others, other people, not yourself. Wicked leaders. Wicked, greedy beast. And I yen yaw Africa. Kaubiti said Museveni, or then were a president. Usually you are a pensioner. You should be looking at your grandchildren. You have nothing and no business with presidency. And they go, they come, they don't want to go. I don't know bosom no missy country like Uganda. And you know, be a beka se be ani a chenye de natum and all that. You heard the ani a kami minimi se minute of one, but one to die. It is a mean to me, a brand one near my chia chia. Make you man se betinetane. I have come here this morning to warn you and your leaders. I'm warning you, Alabaster and Ghana. But time is depleting. Day is depleting. Nyasofu biya ti minkanchide ngrofu yise. E kwanu wa muna msoni nye. Wanza mojia muko tukumu. Ubitia. Na wumpuna nyemo. Nwa kutunye nsengu. Nwa sore nwa sensi isi yonho. Vudini. Nwa beji kominio. And then they die and then I put on cassock and come and say nice things about them. Even God realizes that we are not serious. We be Christ and you will be in a backyard and say, Jai Jimino, Christo no mutumu. The Spirit of Christ is in you. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. The Spirit of Jesus Christ dwells in you. I can have people who are pastors and Mama Comfort, they can't talk to even Omoa Womuni and Momuni Omungasa. Ubokola. And be a bad example like that? You are following Christ with hatred in your heart? What kind of nyamesomo no? I want to know. Be maybe because you are be worried when you are worried with Jacob, if we man in corner baby. Yami be tria waka, yami be kun, and fast will be any. One other way, yes, a coin, why you work mama, fast will be any. So what do you cause, Mr. Macachro? Who be your chimp, maybe other break? I'm telling you. Yeah. I haven't seen any stressful life like living a promiscuous life. It is too stressful. You need to lie all the time. You need to have a story all the time. You need to be fast over the game all the time. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? Jesus is who I want to follow. But sorry, dear Rabbi Yesu, you perceive who no no. Any ceremony, any tradition, any rituals. Most of the near man who are here was sorry no find you fake, including some of your tongues. I'm telling you, any real. There are many people here who live a fake life. Fake. life. Someone will catch you a man who real this, this, and that. Now you fake. Fake lives. Some can't wait to know where you are. Sorry, I'm here. If I tell you this and you want to leave this church, I'm fine. I have done my job is accomplished. My job is accomplished. By now, the Lord Jesus is sitting around with Sammy Okuso and said, how was London's trip? How was America's trip? I send you in Lagos. How was that also? What about Ibadan and Lekki? I send you to gather the youth of Abuja. How did that go? What was the motive and the heart? Whatever you say, he will bring your heart and your intention on the screen like this. And he is speaking to you. And when your works does not follow 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13, he throws you into hell. Well, the people said, what kind of God will do that? You will see it when you smell that fire. You will see it when you smell that fire. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare or try it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire will try. Fire will try every man's work. Oh, boy, I met a young man like this. Oh, yeah. This is what we need to do. When there is a wolf among the sheep, we send that wolf away quick. Pamono. So that niya minkro fo biti miya nyakwa babe sunyame. Empate kuni nya intina. One young man, he used to come here when we started in 2016. This is Syria. And this guy could not propose to anybody but a pregnant somebody's wife. What happened for akonobene wana? Jezebel is in church. Jezebel is in church. Now men are getting disappointed. You marry people from church. There's a pastor who is in court right now. And the wife took him to court, divorcing him. And the court is deciding the case. And when the man of God tells me the woman I met in church in choir, she sinks and heaven is down. But 4 years into our marriage, then all the madness started. Asumua, all the lilikala na badakadi, all was to impress. It was impression. Impression. So when we want wives, we pretend. I have a woman sitting here right now whose husband you all know doing amazing things and we all applaud, but who is so wicked and cruel to his wife and own children. As I'm speaking to you, it's been almost about 3 years now. So now I'm standing here and I'm talking to you. My job is to teach you Christ. Let you know Christ. Because when you know Christ, you know, you will have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure. No matter what happens, you can't go down. Your husband can leave you. Your husband can die. Your wife can die. It will not move you. An anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure. Fasting to the rock, which is Jesus, that cannot move. Ground, firm, and deep is the Savior's love. Yeah. The two hands are lifted. Yeah. Help me, sir. When we finish praying, we'll sing the national anthem. Will your anchor hold in the storms of when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? when the strong tide and the cable strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Lift your voice. We have that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll fast into the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep. Interestingly, this is one of Uncle Ato's favorite songs. Interestingly. Wherever you are, my brother, the Lord is on the throne. He has given us opportunity to live. Wow. No, tirimunye ode. Ubiya medi cheribi. Enchani eko. Ubiya kwa sodi akuli di praises. And that one is strange to me. A brand new swan fans a wow, sorry. I'm talking to the wise. And saying this doesn't mean, listen to this, saying this doesn't mean we don't pursue the degree, we don't start a business, we don't have a business, we don't have life, start a factory, employ other people. It doesn't mean all that. It simply means that whilst we are pursuing our life, we should be mindful that it comes with time, duration. Duration! Time! Yeah. I've gone to certain places. I realized that we are a baby. Yeah. But one day, our biggest crusade this year is going to Achiaman and Yaoman in the Gawes district. We are having three nights here, one night here. And that is where we are going. It is our passion to win souls. Yeah, I am not a celebrity. I'm a servant of God. Yeah, I don't sign autographs. I dwell with the sheep. I preach truth to people who are on their way to hell so that they can come to the realization and awakening to come and receive. And this is why I keep telling the day, if the people in the church do not want to hear truth, we will take it somewhere else. We will take it somewhere else. Oh, yeah. We'll take it somewhere else. Don't waste time on people who, you know, you preach to them, you preach, teach. You know why? You're not dreaming on as a memfa. Wow, your two hands are lifted. And Father, when your people cry this morning, be gracious to us. Put your two hands on your heart and begin to talk to the Father. This is what I allow people to do when I'm on the crusade grounds. I said, tell the Lord to forgive you. Tell the Lord to write your name in the book of life. Tell the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit. And tell the Lord to dwell in your heart. Tell God to do that. Tell the Lord. Yesuban kan kan wenyamempe. Tell God that you want to live right and right with him. To me, I got tenor, sorry, them for a whole 5 years. Nam quadi say one tea bida. It is years, and the years are moving. Moreover, the king is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. His reward. He is about to reward people. He's about to reward people. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. 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 Hallelujah. I want us to pray for this country. After last Friday's crusade, I came home and changed. I was preaching in a church around Achimota. I carried a little flag. And I said, I put it on the altar.
said, please help me to pray for Ghana. And I said, this country is critically sick. And they started laughing. I said, don't laugh. Don't laugh. This is a serious issue. This country is sick. Don't laugh. Your destiny is tied around it. Don't laugh. Omaine jare ye jare. Omaine kra ato e piti. There is a dark cloud covering this nation. Omaine si apene wonche chende. Omaine teso. Everybody stretch your two hands. This is how we will do it this Sunday. Stretch your two hands on the altar. Yeah. And I want you to cry out. Deliver our country and heal our land. Oh God, heal our land. 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 Heal, oh God, our land. Heal our land. Heal our shkakara hadokova. Heal our land. I bring my president before your throne. And I'm asking you to help him to navigate in this mess. Help him. Help him. Help him to navigate out of the mess. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. The right hand is on your heart. Whilst we have already prayed for the country, I want to ask God's help for the Black Stars of Ghana. You may feel that it is just the boys going to play football, but the moment this thing is involved, it is not an ordinary football. Me, I don't like football. I don't watch football. It is not my pleasure. But when this thing is attached to it, Omaidi Nkukuo Wanatamfu Enimwa is a statement. I'm telling you. You go in a Kensiena Udi Nkukuo is a statement. Big teams can have interview and say that all the team we feared was Black Stars. That show money dear, he beat him as you be. Ghana were no yam da form. Ah, my God. In those days when somebody's wearing that jersey, other teams tremble, they shake. And trust in Kasabibri. I pray for the Black Stars of Ghana, Father. Have mercy. Remember the fathers who had a covenant with you. And at least that Ghana will rise in the face of every contest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, you can clap those hands. This is one of the services where I have a heavy heart. Some of the people that I outlined this morning are people that I love and I know. And now it's becoming real. People don't only die at 90 years. Hey! My God, have mercy. Put your two hands on your heart. Let me pray. I commend you to God this week. May the help of God meet you on every side, wherever you turn. May the Lord remember your children and protect them from evil. May God himself be gracious unto you and shine the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. May the Lord order your steps and favor your course in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. You will not meet the snare of the enemy. He will hide you in his presence in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear somebody say amen? Clap these hands. Clap these hands. Clap these hands. You want to join us in our offering? 0249 80 9911. That's 0249 80 9911. And then 0592296667. That's 0592296667. Our next service is the F5 service. It starts at 9 o'clock. Fellowship with us at Alabaster City, North Carnation. Fellowship with us as Isligon Hills on the Santor Road next to the OK Block Factory, Pantine Junction, next to the Greater Grace Hospital. And so when we share, the wall with the nurses' quarters, don't miss it. We are also at Dansuman, at Achiaman, at Yaoman. This morning service is through. And I'm encouraging those of you who are in London, we are worshiping at 3 in the afternoon at the Middle Park Community Center in Eltham. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. This particular week is going to be our last week of our series of 3 days fasting and prayer. Forest and Bible Kessia is going to have its last fasting and prayer this week. And the all night is on Friday here at Tesano Alabaster International Ministry. You can't miss it for anything in the world. See you in the next service. I love you. God bless you. Are you clapping?
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.